Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A foreign exchange student is loving the time he's spending in Iowa. Let's go in-depth with David Balush from Poland and now from Knoxville. So David, what made you want to come to the United States?
1 year ago, I found a scholarship which is sponsored by the government of the United States, and I decided to apply for the scholarship. And the scholarship got like 30 people from almost 2,000. And I was very happy because I found out that I'm going to America. I couldn't choose a state, but I knew that I want to meet a new culture, I want to make a friends, I want to learn a language.
Well, and you've done remarkably well. I know you have friends, your English is very good, you're learning our culture. Are you happy that you came?
Yes, I'm very happy. I would say that Polish, I'm from Poland, and the Polish culture is different than American culture. Like, for me, America, it was just a big city, like New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Florida. And when I got my placement, it was written that I'm going to Iowa, and I didn't know that Iowa is a state.
Okay, so you thought you were going to the big city or to, you know, sunny beaches or something, but you went to Iowa and you're in Knoxville. What do you think?
Yes, I think that it's, for me, it's truly American experience. Like, for me, it was just a big cities, and I didn't even know that Iowa is a state. So when I got here, and I think that the place which I got, Knoxville, Iowa, is the best place for me in the United States.
Well, that's great. You made some good friends?
Of course I did. And the activities, like I'm doing track right now, I was in speech, I was doing cross country, and it makes me that I have a lot of friends because of that, because I'm a really open person. I'm really curious to meet new culture, to make a friends. It's everything new for me, and I really like it.
Well, that was very brave of you to do speech, since English isn't your first language, and you did well.
Yes, it was, for me, it was very hard because I didn't speak English very well, and I had to present something in front of the people, and it was very tough for me. But I think I did well on that, because I made it to state with the highest grade.
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable. I suspect that nobody that is listening here could go to Poland and do so well, so good for you. It's hard to learn new languages.
Yes, the thing is that I had to start everything from zero. I didn't know anyone, I didn't know language, I didn't attend to the school before. Like, I had to make a friends here, because I didn't know anyone here, and I didn't speak a language at all, so I had to like start everything from zero.
I thought that a lot of European countries, you learn English, but you didn't in Poland.
I would say I did, because I was taking an English class in Poland, yeah. But it wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. Yes, the most language which I have learned, it was here in America. I have been here for 8 months, and I think I have really improved a lot.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with foreign exchange student David Balush from Poland. What would you like our listeners to know about Poland?
I would say Poland is very beautiful country when we look for history. Like, everything what happened during the First and Second World War was in Poland. Like, we have the concentration camp, it's called Auschwitz, and it's the most popular place in Poland, where Poland is known by this museum.
It was a horrible time in world history.
Yes, I would say it was the worst time in the world history. Like, we cannot retake these mistakes anymore. We cannot repeat these mistakes.
And that's one of the lessons of, I don't know, having the memorial at Auschwitz, so we don't do that again as humans to another.
Yes, Auschwitz is a really, really scary place. They died so many people. Millions of people died there. And every single country has some issues. Like Poland has some issues, America has some issues. And I think we are going to improve.
Do Americans know very much about Poland?
No. When I said that I'm from Poland, the first question was, where is the Poland? Maybe, did you come here by car? And I said, no, I did not. I came here by 4 days. My flight was for 4 days from Poland to America.
And so you're teaching other students about Poland. Are they paying attention? Are they wanting to learn?
No, they are really paying attention for that. I did a speech. First, my speech was about Auschwitz. And the second speech, it was about the toleration in the world. But like when I do the presentation in the school, the students are very curious about this topic because Poland is a really interesting country for American people and for people from all over the world.
And how are Poland-U.S. relations now?
Poland has a really good relationship. For Poland, the most important partner is the United States. And I think we are like a brothers with United States.
That's good to hear. And that relationship built after World War II, where we all worked together to rebuild much of Europe.
Yes, I would say the United States helped Poland a lot during the Second World War. I don't think it would be possible to go out from the Second World War if United States didn't come. The United States did a really great job for Polish people and from European people to solve the Second World War.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with foreign exchange student David Baluch from Poland. What are some of the most interesting things that you've found about America, about Iowa, about Knoxville?
I think the best thing which I like in America is that we can meet culture from all over the world. America is a place where it has so many cultures in one country, and I like it the most. We can meet people from all over the world in one place. And I like this thing the most.
That America's diversity.
Yes, and I really like that in America we can meet like different people from different culture, different religion. My country, there's country of Catholics. We have just Catholics in country. It's 95% of Catholics. In America, the biggest religion is Christianity. It's just 50%, right?
Approximately, yes. Including Catholicism.
Yes. It's like about 50%, and it's not like the biggest religion, and we can meet in America so many religions, which I really like.
Is anything seem odd to you that we do?
That's a good question, actually. I think for me, it's very interesting American government. Mm-hmm. The president, Donald Trump, I think he's a really great president of the United States. And I like the thing in the United States that here are two-party politics. And I think it helps to people to better improve some things. Like, you know, like for example, the medicine is going to be improved because the insurance is very expensive in America. And both parties wants to improve it. So I think it's a really great opportunity to have two parties which work together.
Anything else that you, I don't know, have been impressed with or about America or Knoxville in particular?
I would say people. People, like when we go to shopping, we can see people which they're very smiling. They say, hey, how are you? How's it going? And I really like this thing. Like people are very positive in America.
And people don't smile like that in Poland?
They are, but not as much as in America.
Well, every time I see you, you smile.
Yes, because I'm a very positive person. I always see the future, like positive future.
What are some of the high points of your visit?
What do you mean by high points?
Some of the best parts of your visit.
I went to Florida, And I think it was the best experience in this exchange year. I went for the conference. People from all over the world come to one place, to Orlando, and we like a conference about toleration in the world. Then my second the best point is going to be graduation and prom. Because I'm a senior in American high school, which means that I will have graduation and I will have a prom. And prom is going to be in this week, this Saturday, which I'm really excited for that.
So you have a prom date?
Yes, I do. I invited her by a poster, and I was very afraid that she will say no.
So you put a poster up and?
Yes, I was waiting after school for her, and I put like the poster, I stand, and I ask her, would you like to go to prom with me? And she said, yes, of course, I would like to.
Well, that was very nice. Was that hard to get? I remember being very worried about asking a girl to prom, but you had no problem?
No, I would say I was very, very afraid to ask her about the prom. Like, I was shaking for a few days before I asked her.
Well, congratulations. I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun.
Thank you very much.
And what's your future? What do you see in your future?
In my future, this year I'm a senior in American high school, and in Poland I'm a sophomore this year, which means that I will go to Poland and I would like to repeat this grade, which means that I will have 3 more years of Polish high school in Poland. And after high school, I would like to go to college, probably for a business, and I'm not sure where. Probably I would love to study in the United States. But in the future, I want to do something with a business.
You want to be a business person? Do you have an idea of what kind of company you want to work for, or do you want to start a company?
No, I didn't think about it yet.
Okay. You've got plenty of time to think about it.
Yes.
If you were to come back for your higher education, do you have to the United States? Do you have a preferred school you would like to go to?
I would like to go to University of Iowa because I think it's a really great opportunity for a business to improve relationship also and to learn something new.
And your host family? Have you enjoyed that? Do you think that's been something they've enjoyed?
Yes. My family is called Durad. I have a host mom, two host brothers, and one host sister, and we really enjoyed together. I'm sure that for my host family, it's a new experience to have a person from other culture, and for me, it's also experience to be in American family.
It's been a good one.
Yes, it has been a really good time for me.
Now, do you have any advice for students that might want to travel abroad, as you know, coming from our high schools and going to somewhere else? Do you have any advice for them?
Yes, I do have an advice. I would say don't worry about anything. I was worried about everything, and it was good. Everything what happened, it was good. And I was worried about every single thing, and I didn't have to worry about that. I really enjoyed this time in America.
Thanks to David Balush for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.